Oh, no sound. Thanks, guys. Anyway, as I started rambling, I had to put mute on because I don't want that echo happening. Good to see you, freedom fighters, patriots, throughout Saskatchewan, across the country, and around the world. I'm doing good. Thanks for letting me know that my mic was muted. That's important. Anyways, I'm going to have to split these into two separate streams. It's a big night. It's a big show tonight. The first stream is with Granny McKay talking about our Coots boys and giving us an update there. And then we're going to shut this one down and we're going to move to the other one because I want to make sure that these two shows are completely separate of each other. The next one's a big one as well. So good to see you all. Make sure you share this out. We're live streaming to Facebook, my regular profile, The Buffalo Party, Saskatoon Grasswood, and Forum for Canadian Sovereignty. Also on YouTube, Twitter, and DLive. Rumble doesn't allow me to stream two live streams in one evening. That's why we're not on Rumble right now, but I'll upload this interview later on this evening. Good to see y'all. All right. Yeah. You were medacted. Yes, I was. Hello, Vicky. Hello, Sherry. Hello, Wendy. Hello, everybody. Sound good now? Very good. All right, let's bring on our first guest. And that's our good friend, Granny McKay. How are you, Granny?
Oh, I'm
Oh, I'm
doing
doing
fine,
fine,
Mark. How
Mark.
are
How are
you?
you? I'm like a million bucks.
That's
That's
good to
good to
hear.
hear. Yeah, I'm just going to check with people to make sure there's no echo. How are we doing for sound over there, guys, with Granny's mic? She has her headphones on or earplugs, so we should be good.
Everybody
Should
doing
everybody
okay? Can
okay?
hear
Can
me
hear me
okay?
okay? Yeah, sounds good. Sounds good. I'm not getting any complaints. Oh, there is a slight echo apparently. Well, all right. Then I'll just put this on. Why not? All right, that should fix that problem. And I'm just going to switch over here and get my TikTok going as well. Right, I think we're good. Okay, so, Granny. Things are crazy around here as per normal. How are things for you?
Oh my gosh, this upside down clown world, I tell you.
Yeah.
You think it can't get any weirder? Just wait a day.
Yeah,
It
exactly.
happens.
Wait a day, wait 5 minutes.
My daughter is ready to drive to Saskatoon and join you with your crusade on these story time.
Okay. Good, because I need some help.
Yeah, well, trust me, she'll call 911 first. And then she's going to take care of somebody.
Yeah, very good.
Oh,
Yeah,
crazy.
so what's going on with our boys? What's happening?
Well, they're still in jail, and we're
Yeah.
on 396 days.
396 as of today.
It's a lot of days.
That
And
is.
I started clearing up something. I keep hearing the word jail. And you'll be able to clarify this. They're not in jail. They are in a remand center, which
Remand.
is totally different. Same, but
Right,
different.
right. Yeah, higher security
Less to do.
than your provincial jails. Yeah, remand status is a horrible status to be in jail with, because there's a lot of things that are limited because of it, and because in this land of presumed innocent until proven guilty. Doesn't hold a lot of water, apparently.
Nope. And Jerry's in maximum security in Calgary, and he's in a gang unit.
Oh.
Gets out 4 hours a day.
Okay.
It's probably
Yeah.
safer inside the cell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still can't
Yeah.
see his wife.
Unreal. And why is that? Because she has charges too?
Yeah. Well, not necessarily, because remember we talked about the judge gave her permission to have that, to go see her husband. And it was the remand center that denied her access. She had one visit and then denied access after that. And she'd even booked the second appointment and or visit, and the remand phoned her back and said, "Nope, don't bother coming back."
And what was the reason?
Because they said so.
Wow.
Jacqueline might even be in the comments somewhere. Keep your eyes open. She could be there. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Jacqueline, she might pop up somewhere.
All right, I'll just scroll through. I don't see a Jacqueline
Yeah, I'll
yet,
send
but
her a message, see if she's in there, because
sure.
she would be able to answer what's going on.
So I understand there's a fundraiser coming up that Greg Arcade has put together.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pull up that.
It's actually the family and friends that are putting together, and Greg has stepped up to come in and sing.
Oh, I
There's
see. Okay.
yeah, there's no speakers. There's no political party attached to this. This is community coming together in support of these men and the families. It's a oh, here.
Here. Yeah. Got
kind
a
of
little bit of
a delay
delay
now.
now.
But
But
it's
it's
August
August
or
or
it's
it's
April
April
8th.
8th.
Oh
Oh
gosh,
gosh,
not
not
August.
August.
April
April
8th,
8th,
and it's
and it's
10
10
minutes
minutes
east
east
of
of
Olds
Olds
at
at
the
the
Willow
Willow
Lane
Lane
Barn.
Barn.
Sorry,
Sorry,
the
the
echo
echo
is.
is.
I
I
got
got
this
this huge
huge
delay.
delay.
Okay.
But
But
yeah, it's
yeah, it's
10
10
minutes
minutes
east
east
of
of
Olds.
Olds.
Willow
Willow
Lane
Lane
Barn.
Barn.
Have
Have
you
you
been
been
there?
there?
I haven't, no.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
No.
And
And
there's a
there's a
silent
silent
auction
auction
from
from
3 to
3 to 5.
5. And
And
then
then
there's
there's
music
music
from
from 7
7
to
to
9.
9. And
And
Adam
Adam
Skelly
Skelly
is
is
coming
coming
out
out
of
of
retirement.
retirement.
And
And
he's
he's
going
going
to
to
have
have
his
his
brisket
brisket
for
for
them.
them.
Sorry, who's coming out of retirement?
Adam
Adam
Skelly?
Skelly?
Adamson
Adamson
Barbecue?
Barbecue?
Yeah, very good. That's very good. I saw that and I was happy to see that. He's in the area, isn't he?
Yeah,
Yeah,
he's
he's
somewhere in
somewhere in
Alberta.
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 We're getting bad echo here again for some reason.
Yeah.
I had to
I had to
take
take
one
one
out.
out.
Okay.
Help
Help
me.
me.
All right.
It
Just
just
did
did
it
it
when
when
you
you switched
switched
the
the
screen.
screen.
I don't know.
All right, let's see if that helps.
See if it's gone now. Yeah, now it's gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got a live auction. So if anybody's got donations that they could donate to the live auction or the silent auction, that would be wonderful. It's from 3 to 5. And like I said, we're going to have the barbecue going at the same time. We're going to have the music from 7 to 9. We're selling tickets. You can go to Greg Arcade's website. There's a link you click on, and it'll take you to purchasing the tickets.
And anybody that wants to donate can donate to Operation Rescue at
You
protonmail.com.
betcha. You betcha.
Awesome.
Not everybody can get there, but people are donating. Some people have actually purchased tickets that we can raffle off for people. And like I said, let's step up and see what we can do. It's going to be a drop in the bucket to what they need. Like we, it's a lot of money that they need, but you know what? It's taking care of the bills. It's taking care of the lawyers, kind of keeping them calm. And yeah.
And how is the lawyer situation?
Well, two have legal aid. Jerry's had the original lawyer from day one, and Tony's bill is up over $300,000 right now. And we're not even into the court debt or into, yeah, she wants that on.
Not even in trial yet.
No. So
Yeah, that's well,
it's.
this is what our governments do, right? It's all about lawfare. They want to ruin us and use all of this as an example. Don't cross the government. Don't push back, or
No.
this is what'll happen to you. This is all lawfare,
Yeah,
and
stay in your
it's
lane, or it could be you next. And
right.
but I've spoke to the man, and like they said, they're not going down in history. They're not going to plea out.
No.
They said, "I'm not going to, you know, plea out to something I didn't do
Right.
and go down
Right.
in history as those men." So
Well, it's interesting because even in my own cases, the prosecution is always asking my lawyer to accept some sort of a plea. And I always tell him every time, I'm not accepting your plea because it's insane. I didn't break any laws. I actually just exercised my right under the charter. And the provinces, none of which have lived up to their obligation under Section 1, which of course is, justifying the limitations to our rights. And none of them have done that. None of them have provided any evidence. So, no, it's always no. Absolutely not. We have to carry this to the end.
Well, I caught one officer in a lie. You got to, like I said, I was in Ottawa. I didn't see everything that was going on. So I'm seeing videos now, a little bit here, a little bit there. And whether she knew she was lying, whether she was reading off a script, I don't know. I'm not going to say she's a liar. I'm just saying what came out of her mouth was a lie.
Right.
And she said that these people, these men, came in at the end, separate from the Coutts demonstration. That's a lie. Tony drove a gravel truck, and he had his pickup drove there day one from north of Milk River and Coutts. And Chris and Chris, they hauled a trailer, and they had their two trucks there from day one. Jerry was hardly there. Like, he was there about 2.5 days around Milk River. He heard Lindsay sing one day. He was there a few hours. He was hardly there. And the truck that he was arrested in was never down there. He only went in his wife's car. They made it sound like his pickup was there and he was on
So
his
what
way
if it
back down.
was? So what if it was? So what if it was?
But they were making it sound like he was arrested in the vehicle that had been down there and he was on his way back. And he wasn't. He was going to work.
Right.
So lies.
So somebody
One.
asked the question, how can they hold these men in remand? How do they end up in remand? So what happens is they get a bail hearing and then the judge denies their bail because the judge, I assume, felt that they were a risk to the community based on the evidence that were given to the
Well,
judge from
actually,
the
it was more
police,
to
or is
do
that all
with
that?
public hesitancy. It was to deal with they were going to lose faith in the public. It was more of the reason they were not allowed out, and possibly RCMP were scared to go check on them. So if they got out, but it was more to do with public hesitancy and losing
Confidence.
faith. Yeah, but I think public opinion's starting to
Turn.
weigh in their favor now.
Yeah.
More people are stepping up, and more people are. And again, even if you think, let's say you think they're guilty, this isn't how justice plays out. You're innocent until proven guilty, not presumed guilty and then sentenced and stay in jail for a year and a half, and then they decide. That makes no sense.
Again, unless there was some, mitigating factors or aggravating factors that the judge was presented with, that these men would somehow present some sort of danger to the community. But if you're saying that was never done or never said or presented as evidence, then, because there are individuals, of course, that are kept in remand because they are a danger to the community.
Yes.
Rapists, pedophiles, murderers, whatever, serial killers. That's sort of what remand is reserved for, people that are a danger to the community. But again, I haven't seen any evidence put forward that a judge would rule that these men are in any way a danger to the community. Again, a lot of there, there's a lot of There seems to be a lot of rumors flying around out there and a lot of things reported by the media that isn't necessarily true. And maybe you can help me clarify this. One of those things is that one of these men, I won't say his name, had said something to an undercover cop.
Well, one of these men had also shared with me that there was a lady, and you got to remember, these women that were undercover were playing scared. They were acting like little women, and oh my gosh, these officers with all these guns, I'm so scared. And don't worry, I'll take care of you. If we need to, we will bring in what we need to bring in. You know, we'll make, he said, I was trying to make her feel from being,
Right.
yeah.
Right.
So.
Well, and that's, you know, that's this is what I don't like about all of these operations that they do. You know, when you're a free individual and you're free to talk in whatever terms you want to talk in, whether you're, you know, you're protecting these women that are so scared and whatever, you know, sometimes people say things that, you know, wouldn't necessarily be accepted by police, but you don't know you're talking to the police, and you don't know, you know, so you know, loose lips sink ships, but at the end of the day, you know, in a private conversation that you think is private between, you know, you and a couple other people, and then to be railroaded because of that, that just, it's just weak. It's really weak.
Yeah, and again, they need the day to be able to defend themselves, and sitting in jail for 1.5 years, and then, and you hope it's only 1.5 years, and you deserve your day to explain
Well,
everything.
it almost borders on entrapment to a certain degree. It's like, you know, you get into a conversation as an undercover, and then you're sort of baiting these people into saying something that you can hook them up for, right? And that's not how this is supposed to work. You're not supposed to be able to suck these people in to a conversation where you're trying to trap them into saying something that's going to be perceived as, you know, a threat. So,
And they also
yeah.
make it sound like they were all arrested at the same time, and they were, they were ready for action, and they were all arrested within 16 hours. One was videotaping the officers when he got arrested, and a couple hours later, another, they were in outside watching the police, and another one was sick. He was sick 90% of the time he spent in his trailer. He was sick. He had the flu. And the other one was arrested out on the highway, what, 3 hours north. But they make it sound like they were all, huddled together in a corner of the.
Conspiring together in their own little place, yeah. It's
So.
interesting. All of this is going to be very interesting when it goes to trial and the evidence is actually presented publicly so we can all see how they arrived at this decision. I mean, obviously, from my perspective, again, this is lawfare. This is the state coming down because obviously the state has endless funds, public funds, to run these cases and to establish that fear in the public. Don't cross the government because this is what we'll do to you. Is essentially what they seem to be establishing, and yeah,
People
obviously I
get
don't like it.
upset at me because I always bring up Danielle Smith all the time.
Yeah, well,
Well,
you
she's the head
should.
of the province, so I'm going to bring her
Right.
up, and we're
Right.
not asking her to make everything go away. We're asking her to enforce justice, like to allow them their day in court, to innocent until proven guilty. It's quite
Exactly.
simple.
Exactly.
It's in the government website. And you guys aren't abiding by the rules. You're making up your own rules.
So I can see how this has come to the point where it is, because when you have these two female police officers, RCMP, I assume, writing their reports, basing their reports on what these men said that could be deemed threatening, and maybe even conspiring to commit, I guess, is one of the charges. I can see the report now, and how this was probably presented to the judge, and then how the judge is going to perceive this. And the next thing you know, the guys are in jail for 1.5 years. I can see it all.
Yeah, it's sad because there's 7 children out there, a year over a year without dad,
Right.
and 79-year-old mom,
Yeah.
without her only child. It's time that you can never get back,
No.
and you can't fix that. This isn't money. This isn't, a material object you can just return. this is time. Like you can't get that back, and the harm to the children. Like, so.
Yeah. And so somebody asked, they all have lawyers now, right?
Yeah. Two of them have legal aid lawyers. Jerry's had the original lawyer from day one, and Tony's got another lawyer now. So they're all lawyered up.
Okay. And obviously it would be preferential if they could have not legal aid. It would be preferential if they could afford to have actual litigating lawyers that are worth their salt. So that's where we come in.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because these men would have more than gladly worked for their money. Yeah. They all had good businesses, good jobs. You know, not that they would want to spend their money on that, but they'd have been able to take care of themselves. But they can't. Right. So it is up to us. And I was out there, and you've been on many a front line. It could have easily been you if you'd have been out there.
Oh yeah, 100%. Absolutely.
Yeah, and so to me, we need to be the ones that step up and help these men. Because if we look in the mirror, they are us. And again, it's a slow trickle, Mark. People are scared to touch, give, send, go. It hasn't got much better since the last time I talked to you. Do not get me wrong. There's a trickle coming in. And people are coming behind the scenes and giving me money to put in the give, send, go, and et cetera.
Sure.
But that's hence the fundraiser, you know, for April 8th.
Right.
We need to make it good.
Somebody asked, why is JCCF not on their case or Rebel News?
Well, Rebel News, a lot of money was raised. A lot of money was raised. And I guess these four men didn't get the memo, don't get a federal charge. It costs a lot of money. Like, let's say they get lawyers, and it's going to cost $2 million if you go with the high rate lawyer fees. They're not willing to give $2 million up. They like you to plea out. And these guys aren't going to plea out. So it's going to take up a chunk of that money.
Right.
But that money was donated for a case like this. This money was, you know.
So did Rebel use these four men to raise money?
On November 4th, I will say in my opinion, think they did, because they were raising money for the other three, but it was very muddy. It was, people were donating. Oh, no, I donated for the four. No, you didn't. You donated for the three that are not in jail. And so it got very muddy.
Which three?
That would be Alex, Marco, and George.
Oh, and that's what Rebels, states that they were raising money for.
Yeah. But we also have to go back to day one. Let's go back to Coots. They were there, and I've watched some video footage of Rebel, and Rebel promised they would take care of everybody. Because Chris Carbert says, he's wrote a letter. It's in Alberta Political Prisoner Facebook page. And he said, we were going to leave. Like, he's even told me they were going to leave. They were going home. Rebel News talked everybody into staying. No, don't worry. We will take care of your charges. We will take care of your ticket. Chris said, I stayed because I would, you know, of a maybe a possible mischief charge.
Right.
But how did he know he was going to get this?
Right.
But you guys promised you would take care of them.
So how did the others, like, I understand, you know, one or two of the guys might have had this conversation with these female cops, but how did the others get attached to this? Do you know?
They,
or
like,
can you, even
you know
talk
what it's
about
like
it?
At a, no, like, they're all kind of acquaintances. It's like, you know what it's like, you go down to the rally and you see a face and you talk to each other, and they were all the Lindsay Butler thing when she was singing. They were just around each other, and again, that's, they need that day in court to explain that,
right?
You know, and again, I wasn't there. I can't say everything for them.
Right. Mm-hmm. For sure. Yeah, I don't know. It seems to me that they're righteous, and, you know, I can't say I have a lot of hope in our justice system, but I'm hoping that, you know, whoever's presiding, whatever judge is presiding over this, that it's done fair, and you know,
Well,
It's
I've
such
asked
a
people
tough
to start
situation.
mailing letters and emails and phoning Shandro, Tyler Shandro.
Yeah.
He's the one that gave,
He's the AG, right?
yeah, Dan, what's that mean? Let me think. He's the
Attorney
Justice
General?
Minister.
Okay, just, yeah, Attorney
Yeah,
General. Yeah.
yeah. So he gave Danielle Smith the advice not to interfere in any way. Well, then we need to talk to you because we're not asking her to interfere. We're asking her to step up as our premier and protect these four citizens. I was speaking to a former MLA that was part of the, oh my gosh, it was when they drove the grain trucks over the American border and they all ended up in jail.
Right.
They were actually kept away from the criminals. They were actually put in separate areas of the jail so they wouldn't be near the hardened criminals because they couldn't take a chance on one of those men would have got hurt. Well, what about these four men's safety? Like even the criminals are asking why they're still in there.
But they're treating them like criminals.
Exactly. That's what I
Right.
mean. Innocent
So
until proven guilty, but they're being treated like criminals,
right.
which is messed up.
And again, there must have been some report that was put in front of the judge when he was denying bail to remand these four into custody. There must have been some report
There's a
that,
rumor
yeah,
from an officer,
right.
and it comes from higher up, and it says you keep these four men in jail. That's
Sure.
where it came from.
Okay.
That's a hard one.
And yeah, hopefully that letter is brought forward at the trial, I would assume.
Well, it was like a word of mouth thing, so yeah. I'm sure there's not a Of course, fancy socks
You
probably
never know.
handwrote the letter himself. Who
You never
knows?
know. Right, exactly. You never know.
But people are stepping up, and like I said, writing the guys is key to keeping their mental health. Like you can only imagine being in jail close to 400 days, knowing you're innocent. You please write letters to the guys, and don't stop. Just continue doing it. Write about what's going on in your communities and share the news because they don't get anything. They don't have a clue what's going on anymore.
Right. So, if you guys want to donate to the Operation Rescue at protonmail.com. I'd love to see these guys be able to get proper defense, proper legal counsel in all of this. And that's, the rest of us have to band together to make sure that they get that. And I feel terrible for these guys and their families for something that seems to me was contrived in my opinion. And again, I don't have all the details either, but it sure doesn't seem like it was above board, that's for sure.
Yeah, something seems very sketchy and nefarious, and it's not making sense. And they just need their day, and they just. But I honestly, I feel like, what do you do? Like, what do you do? None of us have ever been up against something like this before, you know. And I
So,
everybody.
Cheryl asks, where can people donate cash?
Well, that would be at the event. Or if you can chase me down at a coffee date somewhere, like people have been doing that. Like it depends where you live, you know. Some people have been sending me money orders, checks in the mail, and then I put it in for them.
Sure.
I figure out a way. Like I try to do whatever I can.
So what's an email that people can contact you at?
Granny Mackay at protonmail.com.
Okay, just as it says, just as it's written here.
Yeah, Granny
Granny.
Mackay. Yeah.
Okay.
And then at
At
protonmail.com.
Proton. Okay.
And they can ask questions and find out where I'm going to be. A lot of people do that when I'm out and about. Like, I'm going to go down to Medicine Hat on the 24th. I think you're going to be down there.
I'm definitely planning to be there, yes.
Yeah. So,
100%.
when I show up at things, then people will do that. They'll give me cash to put in the account.
Right.
So,
Okay.
no.
Very
Yeah.
good.
And again, the men want to thank you. for speaking up and actually giving us a platform. I repeat you constantly, Mark. I always say any platform, even if it was the NDP that would step up and let me up on that stage, get up there and speak. And I say it all the time. Any platform, just get out and talk. I even put a message out to Rachel Notley. I said, hey, everybody's blaming you for these guys not getting out. Why don't you step up and be the hero?
Yeah, right.
Why not?
So how are the men's spirits? How are they doing psychologically? Do you know? Have you seen them lately?
I haven't seen them since like the last time we talked there. I went around and I seen them all four. They're struggling sometimes. Like, it's hard. That's why I say the letters. One of them doesn't want to leave his cell much anymore. He just wants to stay in his cell. But he goes out to help men with a Bible study. So that helps him in turn helping others.
Yeah, for sure.
It's hard. And, you know, you just want them to stay mentally healthy and, well, obviously physically healthy. One of them has lost 37 pounds already. And I can tell others have lost weight.
Right.
It's a long time in jail and
who's lost the 37? Chris?
Little Chris.
Little Chris. He doesn't have that much to lose.
Well, he's lost 37 pounds. Big Chris has lost weight too. I noticed I could see it in Big Chris's face.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, and then you got Tony. He's got a gluten issue. So he has to eat a certain diet. Yeah. And he's actually they all do this. They buy stuff at the canteen because not everybody in there has money. For canteen. Right. So they buy stuff and Tony barters for people's hard boiled eggs and stuff like that. Like they're trying as hard as they can to stay healthy. They're doing what they can, but it's not easy. And that's why I said, write Chandro, email Chandro, you know, phone him, book an appointment, do whatever, but we need to make some noise somehow.
Yeah. 100%. Absolutely.
Do what you can.
Yep.
And never underestimate the power one.
Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? You have dedicated an enormous amount of your life to this cause. And it's greatly appreciated as well.
Well, you know, I've fallen in love with these men and the families. And they're good people. Like, they're just normal people. And that's what I say. I never say this to sound rude. But there's nothing special about these guys.
Right.
They're just
normal guys.
That's what's special because that's who they're trying to keep in line is us normal people.
Right.
They don't have huge platforms. They never had big voices, but they're to represent a population across this country.
Yeah, and
it's to keep us in line. Well, I'm not stopping. I won't stop until I can hug each one of them. And it's coming. It will come. Just
yes, it
keep
will.
100%
it will.
Keep pushing.
So I look forward to seeing you on the 24th.
Yes.
Medicine Hat, for sure. We'll look forward to that. And just keep doing what you're doing. And anytime you want to come on and give us an update, obviously it's open. Just reach out to me and we'll make it happen.
Yeah, well, thank you. Like I said, I wanted to, you know, do the fundraiser because that's important. You know, even just coming out for community, it's good for everybody to come together. It's, you know, if anything, rally around these men and it'll help everybody. There's a lot of isolated people out there yet.
There
and
is.
A lot of a lot of lone people. So please come out. Please join us. Good old fashioned granny hug waiting for you.
Awesome.
I'll hug everybody.
I look forward to it.
Okay, Mark. Well, I appreciate your help. And like I said, the guys say thank
you. Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime. All right. Take it easy. Take care.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Mark. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye now. All right, so Granny Mackay, she's a trooper. She's phenomenal. She spent an enormous amount of time dedicated to this cause, and I know that the men greatly appreciate what she's doing, and it's probably helping them stay a little sane in all of this as well. So. Huge thanks to her. We need more people like her. So anybody that is in a position to donate, by all means, please donate. Help these men out. Get them the defense that they deserve. operationrescue@protonmail.com. That would be fantastic. So anyway, that's the end of this segment. I am going to fire up a second one at 8 o'clock, so in about 23 minutes, to discuss the declaration I tried to discuss a little over a week ago. But I'm actually going to have the author of the declaration join me, and we're going to have that chat. And this is an incredibly important historical moment in this country. This has never been done before. This is something that is, I'm super glad to be part of this. It has enormous opportunity to put the power back in the hands of the people. Well, I can't even say back into the hands, because we've never had that power in this country. It's always been the parliament that's been sovereign and supreme, along with the provincial governments. So what we're planning is monumental, is historic. And so come back and join us in about 20 minutes for the next live stream. And I'll introduce you to Brenton Froelich, the author of the declaration that the Buffalo Party is going to put to their members for their members to ratify and vote on and pass, so we can make it our policy to move forward to this. The Alberta Independence Party is doing the same thing at their AGM, which is on the same dates as ours, April 1st and 2nd. So we'll get into that discussion. We'll get into that talk. But I'm looking forward to meeting and speaking with Brenton and introduce him to the rest of you folks. It's a pretty big moment in history. Write this date down, because this is where it all starts. And it could mean some big changes coming our way. That's up to the people, and this is what we have to put the power in the hands of the people through amendments to our constitution. So make sure you come back. See you in 20 minutes. Talk to you then. Ciao for now.